Good morning. Can everyone hear me? It's 10:01 and we're going to start the Evansville MPO Technical Committee. Our chairperson and vice chairperson had a conflict and they can't be here, so I guess we went to the bench and they picked me to take this. First order of the agenda is a roll call. Carrie?
When I call your name, if you can unmute and say here. If I've missed you, please please say this afterwards. So Doug Boom.
Here.
Carrie Carmony George.
Here.
Nick Hall. Sean Hayden.
Good morning.
Angie Higgins.
I'm here.
Luke Hill.
Here.
John Pekosev.
Here.
Laura Philippi.
Here.
Lori Van Hook.
Here.
Sean Dickerson.
Here.
Matthew Bullock.
Here.
Jonathan Siebeking.
Here.
Karen Robinson. I just saw her on. Chris Gentry.
Here.
Thomas Witt. I believe Thomas is here, so is there anybody that I've missed?
Michelle Christian.
Okay. Okay, we have quorum.
All right, thank you. The next item is the election of the officers. Greg Watson, said he doesn't mind to do it. If nobody else is interested, can we have a motion to have him as a chairperson again?
Matthew Bullock, so moved.
And I second that, Lori Van Hook.
Thank you, we got a third motion and a second. Everyone signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. So we got Greg back on the chair again.
Anybody that is missed.
Hey, Carrie, I'm here. I couldn't hear any audio at first, okay. But it started now.
Okay.
Who is it? For the vice chair, is there any nomination? If there isn't, Nate Hahn from Airport, he'd indicated that he will be, or he would do it if nobody else wants to take over. And if that's okay, can we have a motion for John, Nate Hahn to be the vice chair?
So moved, Sean Hayden.
Second.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. All right, we move on to the next item is approval of the minute. You would like to have a motion?
So move for approval.
And I'll second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Next item on the agenda is old business project update, Pam.
All right, so starting with the City of Evansville projects, Covert Avenue.
Sidewalks, ramps, drives, and the signal construction from Van to Green River Road are nearing completion. Work is beginning on the remaining three phases from US 41 to Van Avenue. Walnut Street Phase 1, which is under construction. Phase 2 of construction from Rotherwood Avenue to Lodge is being graded and prepped for sod. Phase 3 from 41 to Rotherwood, pavement removal and storm sewer installation have begun. On Walnut Street Phase 2, they're in the right-of-way phase. All offers have been made to property owners and 33 parcels are secured. Final pavement design is in development. Phase 3 of Walnut Street, the draft environmental document was submitted to NDOT on March 4th of 2021. Signal preemption project. The project was let for bid on February 10th and awarded to Midwestern Electric for a low bid of $2,339,328. And then a signal head replacement project. Preliminary field check held on February 24th. The environmental document was submitted to NDOT on March 2nd. Moving on to Warwick County projects, Warwick Trails or Safe Routes to School project. The project was let for bid on February 10th and awarded to JBI Construction for the low bid of $960,344. Pre-construction meeting has been scheduled for March 12th. Moving to Kentucky projects, Wathin Lane. Final design is complete. Request for right-of-way and utility funding is being drafted. And that's all of the updates for the local projects.
All right, for NDOT projects, we have B41059. That's State Road 62 bridge deck overlay. That's pre-construction meeting was held February 12th, and construction will begin this spring. R39921, that's Epworth Road intersection improvement, reached agreement with Warwick County. The project will be a displaced left intersection, continuous flow intersection on both ends. The I-69 off-ramps will be changed to accommodate the dual displaced left. R37845, that's at US 41 and Hillsdale Road, another intersection improvement. That was removed from this May letting due to a right-of-way property with CSX delay, and that'll be moved to a later fiscal year. We're looking at fiscal year 22, letting in January of 22. B42109, this is a bridge on US 41, and that's over Eagle Creek as well as over Diamond Avenue. The Diamond Avenue bridge will actually be moved to the January of 23 letting, and combined with the contract below, which is the pavement replacement on 41. So that'll be pulled from this one and moved to the other 41410 contract on 41. R40551, that's State Road 62, small structure replacements. The pavement design was approved February 24th, and right-of-way appraising still in process. And now the 41 pavement replacement, 41410, and they're working on the traffic management plan. B42876, this is a pedestrian bridge on 41 at Washington Avenue. HNTB submitted stage one plans February 25th. And after NDOT's review of the plans, we will start looking to plan a stakeholder meeting sometime April or May. And then R42287, this is State Road 62 from Rosenberger to Wabash. That's a pavement replacement reconstruction. We presented the proposed improvements to local officials March 4th, and we presented the improvements to stakeholders yesterday and today. And meetings are scheduled to discuss the project with stakeholders. And the first public meetings are scheduled for April 20th as a virtual, April 21st, and April 22nd in person. And due to our current situation, those capacities for the meeting will be limited. So we actually doubled up the meeting. So there'll be two on the 21st and then two on the 22nd. to kind of mitigate some of the capacity issues. And that's all I have.
Thank you, Pam. And Matt, any question for Pam or Matt? All right, we're moving on to the next item. It's MTP 2045 amendment and conformity.
So last meeting in January, we talked about amendments that were being made to the MTP 2045, which is our transportation plan, and then the associated conformity determination document that is done to support the plan and the projects that are listed in that plan. Since that time, we had a comment period that was open from January 29th to March 1st. No comments were received. The documents, the updated documents, are available on the MPO website as we speak. And we are here today to ask for the committee to consider approving both the MTP 2045 amendments and the associated conformity determination.
We'd like to have a motion and a second, please.
This is Kelly Mitchell. I make a motion. So moved.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Thank you. Next item, 2022-2026 TIP.
In January, we discussed the program of projects that were put into the 2022 to 2026 Transportation Improvement Program, or TIP. This document is the program of federally funded transportation improvements that are proposed to be undertaken during the next 5 years from 2022 through 2026, and that's our fiscal year, and it includes the Evansville-Henderson Metropolitan Planning Area. Again, there was an advertisement for public comment from January 29th through March 1st. No comments were received. This document is consistent with the amended MTP 2045 and the air quality conformity determination document you just approved. We did have, for the most part, any changes that have been made to that document since January were just minor revisions to some of the funding, maybe some descriptions and things like that. More significant changes, if you will, we had project additions and deletions. The NDOT project to install lighting and ITS equipment was added to the TIP. And then the Mill Road Bridge over CSX Railroad, which is a Vanderburgh County project, was removed from the TIP. But those were the only two additions or removals since the last time. So again, we are asking for the committee for approval to the 2022-2026 TIP.
I'd like to have a motion and a second, please.
Is there a TIP for later years yet? Is that published at all?
No, we just do one TIP at a time, and that covers that five-year time period.
So the Mill Road Bridge was just removed. Is there any plan for that?
There's no plan for it, as my understanding at this time.
If there will be a change, county will notify us to amend the TIP.
I will note that project was not using any federal funding. It was state and local funding. We put it in the TIP just in case federal funding became available for that project. But it isn't, if it doesn't have federal funding, it isn't technically required to be in the document, but we certainly would add it if we needed to bring it back in later.
I'd like to have a motion and a second, please.
Sean, I'll move.
Matthew Bullock, I'll second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Under new business, FY 2020-2024 TIP amendment.
In the information, can somebody pull that up, the TIP amendment? We're looking at, or we've submitted this TIP amendment to all of you in the packets that we sent out. We're looking at a new format for our TIP amendments, and we are interested in your feedback as to what you think of this new format. We feel that it's going to be a little bit clearer to follow, so we'll pull it up here. don't get dizzy. There we go. So we have three amendments to the current TIP, which is 2020 through 2024. If you notice, we have a spreadsheet format this time. We have the sponsor in the first column. We have project-related information in the blue columns. And then if you get to the orange column, it tells you what action is being taken. Are we adding a project? Are we revising some funding, that type of thing? And then what's in the green, it will show what it is currently in the active TIP, and then what the recommended change would look like if the committee approves the change. So going through this, we've got contract T42653. This is an NDOT project. The request was to add this project to the 2020-2024 TIP. The funding that is being added is in 2022 PE at a total of $528,000, and in 2023 construction at a total of $5,826,000, and that is 100% HSIP funding. The next project is NDOT requested that we move the PE and increase the funding. The current TIP shows it in 2022. The request is to move it to 2021 and increase it from $154,000 to $458,000. And then the last project is a Henderson County project. KYTC requested that this project be added to the TIP. It's a walking trail, Sandy Lee Watkins Park. It's being added for construction in 2021 for a total of $46,000.
Any question for Pam? Entertain a motion and a second for approval, please.
So moved.
I'll second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. FY 2020-2024 TIP modification.
So we have some TIP modifications that were put through since our January meeting. We're just presenting them to you today for informational purposes. The first was NDOT requested a lighting project that we add preliminary engineering in fiscal year 2021 for a total of $39,000. The project was already in the TIP for construction in 2021. The second request was to revise the fiscal year 2021 funding for the nonprofits in the transit section of the TIP. The request was to reflect $253,000 in FTA 5310 funding and $63,000 in local match, for a total of $316,000. And NDOT requested that we add preliminary engineering in fiscal year 2021 on the State Road 62 pavement or road reconstruction project. And the total that they requested added was $295,000.
Any question for Pam?
Oh, I'm sorry, one more.
Oh, sorry.
The final one was to increase the UPWP planning activities STBG funding in fiscal year 2021 from $125,000 to $158,000. And that's the last one.
Any question for Pam? Thanks, Pam. The next one is 2021 Title VI Goal and Accomplishment Report. Matt?
Thank you. At the beginning of each year, the MPO develops a list of Title VI accomplishments from the previous year and Title VI goals for the upcoming year. These goals and accomplishments include completed and upcoming Title VI trainings and workshops, updates to the Title VI document and surveys, and the total number of Title VI complaints from the previous year, which I can say we had zero again. This list is known as the Title VI Goals and Accomplishments Report. And we will add this to the appendices of the Title VI plan. And this is just for your information only, but I'll take some questions if you have any.
Any question for Matt? Thanks, Matt. The next one is 2021 transit targets.
All right. Mets and Harts have been required to develop their annual transit asset management targets since their TAM plan was completed in September of 2018. At the end of each year, I contact Mets and Hart and the nonprofits to gather information on their fleet. And I use this to calculate the performance metrics as well as set an end of the year target. So with your approval, these targets will be included in our TIP and MTP documents, as well as in the TAM plans for Mets and Hart. In addition to that, starting this year, we now have safety targets that that Mets and Hart are required to complete. So similarly, I work with Mets and Hart to gather safety information and develop the previous year's metrics, as well as targets for the upcoming year. And again, these your approval will place these targets in the TIP and MTP documents, as well as be included in the PTASP for both Mets and Hart. And the targets and metrics are on the second page of that memo.
Any question for Matt? Entertain a motion and a second for approval, please.
This is Kelly Mitchell. So moved.
Angie Higgins, I'll second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Next one, 2021 MPO Section 5310, Grand Public Hearing.
That's me again. The public notice of the 2021 MPO Section 5310 grant application for nonprofit vehicles was placed in the Courier and Press on February 21st. The notice provided an opportunity for the public to review, comment, and ask questions about the grant application, as well as be notified of the public hearings occurring today and this afternoon at the policy meeting. The program and projects for the grant application is included with this memo for your reference. Public comments will be accepted through March 18th, so next week. So at this time, we will open it up to public comments here at this hearing. At this point, we have not heard any public comments. Anybody have any comments or questions?
All right, I guess we hear none. We'll move on to the next item. Any other businesses?
Just something real quick, to be an advocate for the Lloyd Expressway projects. As I mentioned, we have 2 days in April, the 21st and 22nd. For public hearings, and it'll be basically east side and west side separated days. We're gonna advertise those in the Courier and Press and then on Facebook and the website. It's the Lloyd for you, and the four is the number and the U is the letter U. And there's a lot of information up there, so please take a look and feel free to come to our public hearings.
Thanks, Matt. Next item is public comment. I believe Sean Dickerson has a comment.
Yes, thank you very much for allowing me to comment today. I just wanted to say some words on behalf of the Evansville Tree Advisory Board. We have been a board that's been established since 2000. The year 2000 was when it was established by ordinance, and we began meetings in 2001. So we've been around for over 20 years now. Last year was our 20th year, and our focus, of course, is trees. And our focus is to protect and preserve and plant trees in public areas wherever we can. And that's one of the reasons why I'm here today, is because I just wanted to make a public comment on behalf of the tree board and say that we have Worked with many departments in the past and many agencies in the past to help ensure that we maximize our tree benefits throughout the community by planting trees where we can in public areas, by preserving trees where we can and protecting them where we can in public areas. I have witnessed in the 20 years that I've been here, there have sometimes been projects where trees were unnecessarily removed, which could have been prevented if we had been involved in the planning process in the beginning and had discussed alternatives to removing trees where possible, or in some cases severely pruning trees when they may not have needed to be pruned at all or not as severely. So our office, the Department of Urban Forestry, which works under the guidance of the Transportation Services Department as well as the Tree Advisory Board, is available for consultations, for technical advice regarding trees. Even if you're in Warwick County or Posey County or in Henderson, you're still very welcome to call our office for technical assistance if needed. I know at this point in time, the Purdue Extension Office doesn't have a certified arborist on staff anymore since Larry Kaplan unfortunately left. So if you need assistance, feel free to call our office, the Department of Urban Forestry, and I'll see if maybe there's something I can at least advise you on if needed. So, you know, trees provide a massive amount of benefits for us. They keep, as far as public safety, they keep stormwater off of our streets. Studies have been done that have shown that trees along highways reduce stress, which can improve driver safety. So I think one of the biggest statements I like to state, in addition to contacting us when we know of public projects that are being put together, not only to keep us in mind during the development phases of those projects too, so that we can hopefully preserve trees where we can, but also see if there's some way we can just, you know, there's been a mentality in the past in some areas where we do things the old way because that's the way we've always done it. But sometimes there are alternatives that can be done to save trees or to plant trees or do something to maximize our tree benefits. The Tree Advisory Board has recently been discussing reaching a tree canopy goal of somewhere between 35% and 40%, which is a standard set by the National Arbor Day Foundation. We are also Tree City USA. We have been for over 20 years now. This will be our 21st year as Tree City USA. So I just wanted to thank you again very much for having me here. And again, if you have any projects now or in the future, and you need some technical assistance as far as trying to preserve trees where we can, please call me. That is what the Tree Advisory Board and our department is here for, to help you out. Thank you very much for having me here.
Any questions for Sean? Thank you, Sean. I entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I'll second, Nicole.
Signify by saying aye.
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 Adjourn. Thank you very much.